In just the past 100 years, marijuana has gone from being a common household cure to being denounced as a dangerous drug and finally to being declared illegal. But now, it's being resurrected as a wonder weed and, once again, making its way into mainstream medicine. Just how this happened is worth exploring. The past not only can inform us about the potential benefits of medical marijuana, but it also can and should inform medical research. As cannabis researcher and historian Dr. Simona Pisanti explains, it is surprising that most of the pharmacological properties of cannabis that only now are being studied were indeed already known and used in medicine for the treatment of numerous pathologies in ancient times. The ancient Eastern world. Medical marijuana's long journey started in ancient China, where archaeologists have dug up evidence that hemp was used for fiber, food, rituals, and medicine as far back as 4000 BCE. Around 2700 BCE, Emperor Shen Nong described the medical benefits of hemp called ma, which were later recorded in the Shen Nong Ben Chao, the Divine Farmer's Classic of Materia Medica, the world's oldest pharmacopoeia. Ma was recommended for rheumatism, constipation, malaria, absent-mindedness, and female problems, and was used in childbirth for retained placentas and postpartum bleeding. Not surprisingly, ma had its ups and downs. If used in excess, ma fen, the fruit of hemp, could produce visions of devils, and on the plus side, over a long term, it makes one communicate with spirits and lightens one's body. Its long-term use was also said to make people fat, strong, and never senile. What we now refer to as cannabis spread from China to other parts of the world through trading, migration, and military conquests. It arrived in India around 2000 BCE, and by 1000 BCE, it was considered to be a sacred plant used in religious rituals. Bhang, as it was called in India, was said to cause happiness, joy, feelings of freedom, and relief from anxiety. It was also used medically as a painkiller, diuretic, anticonvulsive, antiphlegmatic, appetite stimulant, and aphrodisiac, among other remedies. Ancient anesthesia. Although anesthesia is said to have been invented in Boston in the 19th century, almost 1,600 years earlier, a doctor in China, Hua Tuo, operated on his patients using mafizin, boiled cannabis powder, mixed with wine as an anesthetic. Hua Tuo was physician to a tyrannical ruler, Tao Tao, who suffered from terrible headaches. Their doctor-patient relationship didn't end well. According to one legend, Hua Tuo told Tao Tao that he had a brain tumor which needed to be removed surgically. Tao Tao was furious and accused Hua Tuo of trying to kill him. He not only had Hua Tuo beheaded, he had all his medical writings destroyed. It was a double tragedy. Hua Tuo lost his head, and the recipe for mefizin and other cures were lost to history. Ancient Middle Eastern and Western countries. Since the time of the pharaohs, circa 3100 BCE, cannabis was used in Egypt for a variety of conditions.